This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
From my guy Kevinisms on Twitter. It isn't necessarily no tailgating. You replace tailgating with bar hopping, sightseeing, and restaurants. Yeah, I get it. I don't know about the sightseeing part on game day. Unless you're in from out of town or if it's a night game, and there will be, hopefully, with Jaden still around when the new stadium opens up. It's a long way off. A lot of night games. But yeah, I mean, that's what you would end up replacing it with, clearly. You know, it's interesting because I am of an age that I do remember the RFK experience. Went to a lot more games at RFK than I ever did at FedEx Field, I think. Probably. And, you know, tailgating didn't become what it is today. I don't know when it blew up, but tailgating at RFK was nowhere near what tailgating in Landover was. That's my recollection of it. By the way, I remember doing on game days, especially for 4 o'clock games or night games, bars before the games, even more so than tailgating. This actually doesn't bother me. I don't do a lot of tailgating because I'm usually working and have been for 20 years on game day. But I get it. It's a very important part of the game day experience for many. And doing it, you know, with open spaces and grills and games and, yeah, it's a different experience than being in a bar or a restaurant prior to the game. It'd be fine for me. But I'm curious as to what you guys think. 301-230-0980. So which would you prefer? The RFK site with no tailgating or Landover with tailgating? Let's start with our guy Joe in Springfield. Joe, go ahead. Joe, you there?
Hey, as someone who's been... Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I got you. Start over. Sorry.
Yeah. So as for me, as for who's been going to Landover at Northwest Stadium for the last couple of years, I've always been part of Tailgate Ted's tailgate at the home games I go to, and it's a great experience. Even when back when we were doing really bad, the tailgating was a great experience. We all bonded together, and even though we were about ready to walk into a bad sight, seeing how bad the team was going up until this season, it was a great experience because we all just hung around and cared for each other. I mean, and it was better than buying $18 beers at the time at the stadium before they – put it down to like, well, I think it's now like $9 or something. I think that's what Josh Harris did. But the tailgating was a good experience. Now, whether they move it to RFK and if we had to lose it, that would lose a good experience. I understand that they wouldn't be able to have the space for it, but for those who love doing the tailgating, to me, I love tailgating because it's a great experience and we'll see what happens. But if it comes to that, great. But for right now, Northwest Stadium, the tailgating is great. RFK, I don't know, man. We'll see what happens. Maybe they get more space for it. I don't know, but we'll see what happens. So take
care. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it would be a completely different experience at RFK with respect to surface area parking space. And that's what the conversation is. Look, they may end up having enough space so that you can tailgate, you know, prior to games, but maybe not for the number of people that would want it. Keep in mind, too, although actually with the current capacity of the stadium, we'll have probably a similar capacity as it is currently. But when that stadium opened, you know, we were talking about 6,000 when it opened, and it grew to 90,000, and they had plenty of space for all of it. Let's go to my guy Stan in Jersey. Stan, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
What's up?
Somebody that drives 4.5 hours down to D.C. for these games, I couldn't care less about the tailgating aspect of it because I'm never there in time. But I do go to Yankee games up here, and they do have the parking lot decks and that stuff. And the people still do tailgate with grills in the decks. What it would eliminate is that god-awful rap music, because it would be so freaking loud in those parking decks that you just couldn't have. People would be going crazy.
That's a subjective thing, Stan.
Yeah, I know, but people would be going crazy. But I also hate parking deck parking, the claustrophobicness of it when you're leaving.
It
takes forever to get out of FedEx as it is. What's that?
No, I can't stand underground garage parking for a sporting event. When you leave, it takes forever, and it's noxious. With the fumes from cars.
Yes.
I hate that. I need open spaces too. I'm with you on that.
It would be horrible. Even if the parking decks are above ground, it just takes way too long to get out of Yankee Stadium, and I'm assuming it's going to be the same in Washington. And FedEx has been terrible to begin with, and that's open air, you know, all around. I do have two other quick comments, Kevin. I know you like this stuff, about the tush-push and the overtime, if I can.
Okay.
The tush-push. It's a simple way to eliminate it if you're the teams and the rest of the NFL. When these games are 40-10 in the fourth quarter, or whatever they might be, the teams have to collude and just say, let's do tush pushes on first down, second down, third down. They will send a memo to these teams so quick that you are not allowed to run that type of play in a blowout game at 40-10 in the fourth quarter because everyone's going to be bored and sick and tired of it. Or have a linebacker, instead of what Lou would do about jumping over the top and trying to time it, have him just fly in between the center guard or at the center directly and crush him and just say, hey, we're trying to time the play this way. And then there's an injury, and then they're going to be like, oh, my God, this is crazy. We can't have that happen. Now, as for the overtime, keep it the same way. All they have to do is add the 5 minutes. You don't need to give each team the ball. You just have to keep the same rules where the first team scores, they win. Add the 5 minutes. The problem with the overtime is the team that defers or the team that gets it second only gets one possession. That's the reason that they don't win as much. The team that gets it first, they have a three-minute drive.
With the 10 minutes.
Yeah, the second team then has a four-minute drive, and say they're both field goals. The team that gets it third, so basically the team that opened with the ball,
yep,
that's the last possession. When that second team kicks the field goal, they have to know best we can do is tie because it's only 10 minutes.
I'm with you on this. I think the reduction to 10 minutes, even before that, Stan, when you had 6 and 7 minute drives to open up a 10 minute overtime that resulted in a short field goal, it just, you know, it wasn't enough time to go down and win the game outright. Time to tie it, but not time to win it.
You're right. Even the first team, if they do a 6-7 minute drive and end in a field goal, they know they're not getting the ball back and they're going to tie.
Right.
But it's even worse when.
But I don't think that's what's coming. I think they're gonna change to the playoff rule.
I'd rather them experiment with just adding the 15 minutes and keeping the touchdown. You know, wins the game.
Why not give the other team a guaranteed possession in the overtime?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
I don't mind the first team getting the ball when they score. It's a touchdown. I really don't mind that. I don't think going from 55% to 56% or whatever it did, not that crazy to me. I don't mind. I do mind that team that gets the ball second really only gets one possession in the overtime, and that's it. And I don't think that's fair.
I think what we heard from Troy Vincent is that they're gonna adopt the overtime rule. I think that's what.
They will too, because it only makes sense to. Why would you have a different rule in overtime and regular season? It's kind of ridiculous to begin with.
Right.
So they are going to go that way. I just wish
I'm fine with
going back to 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I mean, when it goes to 18 games, by the way, that's when you'll get some pushback from the players that the overtime's now longer and we're playing an extra game, but still I think it's better for the fans.
That whole argument is ridiculous when they shorten it to begin with when they're adding these games also. So that whole thing doesn't make any sense. And how many games
we were talking about maybe 5 games a year in total that went anywhere near the total 15-minute, you know, length in overtime anyway. Thanks, Stan.
Exactly. Let me
move on. I want to get to the topic. Stan always gets us off topic, but I enjoy the way Stan thinks about a lot of things. Aveen, go ahead. Landover with tailgating or RFK with no tailgating? Go.
Hey, Kevin. I think bars and restaurants are a perfectly fine substitute to tailgating. I think a lot of us in the area who've gone to, you know, Nats games, Wizards games, Caps games have had a lot of fun nights and days just with how good, you know, the bars and restaurant scene has gotten around those venues. And for me, you know, like after a game, I prefer going to a bar after a game for NFL, like after a 1 o'clock game, you want
to watch
4 o'clock games. Yeah. And, you know, maybe if I was from Kansas City or Green Bay or a big, you know, college football school in the South, I'd appreciate tailgating more. But for me, it's kind of a turnoff. Like when after a game, you see so many hammered fans, you know, going back to their cars. After an NFL game, like I'm always shocked how much like drunk driving there probably is. And I don't know, maybe this will limit that too. So just these games and Caps games are, I don't have a problem. I think being in D.C. is way more important.
Thanks, Aveen. Appreciate it. I think there's a big difference between baseball, hockey, basketball, and football. Football tailgating is a part of the fan enjoyment of the product. It's not necessarily the way I feel. I mean, and I'm even talking about as a younger person. I mean, I tailgated, yes, but more often than not, went to restaurants and bars before games because I was interested in paying attention to other games. Not that you can't do that now anyway, in the parking lot. You can do everything now. My preference would be RFK with an incredible scene, restaurant, bar, etc., neighborhood around the stadium. That would be my preference. But I'm not, at this point in my life, you know, the tailgating isn't a big part of my enjoyment of the NFL. Tim in New Hampshire. Tim, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, no worries, Kevin. Thank you. First time, long time. Honestly, just listening to some of this, we're getting back to the suspension of reality. I guess this is a whole slow news cycle. We got the combine going on like that. But, and honest, you know, I think everybody wants to see the stadium to be back in D.C. As a fan base. You know, it's save for a few stalwarts for whatever reason they have. But, you know, I think when we get down to it, there's going to be an awesome scene in D.C., you know, there'll be a lot of great real estate opportunities within that area in and of itself. But,
right. You
know, speaking to the last caller, I think it was Abid, you know, people get hammered are going to get hammered no matter what. It doesn't matter
that's
if they're
true.
In a bar or in a parking lot.
Yeah.
<You know>?
Right.
And so I think when we get down to it, and if that is the possibility, you know, we get the RFK, I don't think anybody's going to really care. And, you know, I've been to plenty of other stadiums that don't necessarily have a tailgating, you know, policy with parking lots and that, but I don't see, you know, tailgate police coming around and say, hey, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, but what if, I mean, the one thing I didn't get clarity on is will this be underground or above ground garage parking? If it's underground, you can't tailgate in an underground garage, obviously. I mean, when I say that,
you can't
spark up a grill in an underground garage.
Oh, for sure. But, I mean, you know, watching some of those tailgating videos of guys coming off of the Philly Metro and that a couple weeks ago at the Super Bowl, I mean, people figure it out, you know. The atmosphere will give way to, I think, positivity and fun. So, I don't know. You know, I think the focus just kind of has to be, all right, you know, RFK is what the fan base desires, obviously what the owner desires. And I think putting tailgating on the ballot, so to speak, is a little crazy.
Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it, Tim. All right. Those of you that I didn't get to, sorry. We'll come back to it maybe on another slower day. Up next, a chunk of my interview with Ted Leonsis from my podcast. Here he talks about his relationship with Ovechkin, some thoughts on why the NBA All-Star Game has fallen apart, and what he felt when the negative reaction came to his announcement to moving to Potomac Yards. You'll hear that next. Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.